Well, today is Labor Day, and joining us this morning to take a look at the state of workers in this country is Massachusetts AFL-CIO President Stephen Tolman. Mr. Tolman, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, and happy Labor Day to all your smart listeners out there.
Well, thank you, sir. So first of all, let me just start off by asking, what is the current state of the labor market, in your opinion?
Well, you mean the labor movement, of course. No worries. This was a difficult summer because we lost our national president, Rich Trumka, who was a mine worker and was our leader. He was a dominant leader. He fought his entire life as a young man at 33, national president of the mine workers. And we had the right leader in place. And so we mourn a very wonderful, great leader. But we also are proud that his top assistant, our secretary treasurer, national secretary treasurer, Liz Shuler, has been elected president. And we're real proud to have our first woman national president in the labor movement. So the state of the labor movement, I think with the PRO Act in Washington, D.C., which our entire congressional delegation has endorsed and supported, is probably one of the best pieces of legislation since the Great Depression on behalf of working people. It's already passed Congress, and we're just waiting to try to get up to 50 votes in the United States Senate. That bill will level the playing field for unions when it comes to organizing. It has the protections in it to stop these corporations who misuse the system and use their lawyers to tie things up. And so we're real excited about it. It also addresses the inequities and right to work all around the nation. So on a national level, we're really excited and really appreciative to our congressional delegation who was pushing this.
Now, quickly, how has the pandemic been impacting that? Is things improving as far as that goes for the labor movement?
Well, you know that it was the labor movement, the people who wake us up in the morning and put us to bed at night. It was the labor movement who were these frontline employees, whether it was the police, fire, nurses, grocery workers. And they've all suffered difficult periods, obviously, like anybody has during this horrible time. But we do believe that we've got a leg up now, and we're hoping that this, what we're facing now, that we can get through it without too much heartache.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it, and happy Labor Day.
It's always an honor to speak on your show. Thank you so much, and my best wishes to all the listeners out there for a great Labor Day. Thank you.
Thank you.